Hey, a friend, you're now listening to the Shine to Five Method for Side Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Kristen N. James. But since you're here, that means that we're peeps, so you can call me CJ. The Shine to Five Method is a hub to help women-identified professionals who have a side hustle go from having a boss to being a boss. So listen for tips, guest expert advice, and my personal stories that will inspire and motivate you to take consistent action and shine in your own business so you can break free of your employee mindset. Girl, before you know it, you'll be well on your way out of your 9-to-5 for good, but only if that's what you want. On that note, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, a friend, how are you doing? Okay, I know I must feel like a broken record. I know that, but you know I'm going to ask that you must let me know how you're doing. Find me on Instagram or even Twitter at Kristen N. James. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how Q1 went for you. Imagine that, an entire 3 months have gone by already. We're in April. We literally just said Happy New Year, didn't we? I'm pretty sure that we did. So remember when you kept saying that you have time? Well, yeah. We blinked and a quarter of the year is over. It's gone. Bye-bye. Never to return. I don't mean to make you feel overwhelmed, or do I? Considering that's what I'll be helping you through in this episode. Good old overwhelm. When we start to feel like we've bitten off more than we can chew, I'd like to mention that overwhelm can be good. Like overwhelmed with joy from all the shmoney you'll be making once you get this type of overwhelm under control. The overwhelm that we're going to talk about today, you know, the bad kind of overwhelm, if you will. The number one reason why people get overwhelmed is because they are thinking of all the things that they have to do and don't know how or where to start, or can't commit to consistency if they do start. It doesn't help. I know it doesn't help when time management is a challenge because of your 9-to-5, plus you have other things going on in your life. You have a whole life to live on top of that. So this is why when I talk to my clients about goal setting, I cannot stress it enough that it must fit into your lifestyle. Let's just be realistic from jump. It's great if you're an overachiever and you want to get all these items on your to-do list checked off, but even being an overachiever can be overwhelming. The expectations are just too high. The pressure to perform is just, it's too much. And I say this as I like to call myself a reformed overachiever. I'm still ambitious as all heck, but I realized that there were some things I had to get under control. So I'm a reformed overachiever. There's a lot of words that start with over today, eh? Like overcome, overwhelm, overachiever. Anyway, focus, CJ. So, where was I? Yes. So you're thinking of all the things, so much to do, so little time, right? How do you prioritize? Especially when everything seems important. I call this the 0-to-100 mentality. If you've been hanging out with me for a while, you've probably heard me mention this before. You follow me on social media. I've most definitely talked about this before, and I will keep talking about it, okay? Because it's a thing. The 0-to-100 mentality. What is that, CJ? Okay, well, if you're not familiar, let me get you familiar. So you're at zero, right? And your mind is at 100. You're thinking, oh my God, I have to. There is so much I have to get done. You're already way ahead of yourself and getting overwhelmed. Already. You haven't even started and you're already overwhelmed. So I need you to meet me back at step one so we can work towards step two until step 99. See what I mean there? 0 to 100. You're at zero, your mind's at 100. What happened to steps 1 to 99? What happened to them, my friend? So let's get into it. And no. Just to be clear, we will not be going through 99 steps, okay? I will not be giving you 99 tips today. We're not going through steps 1 to 99 right now. Just some simple steps. 5, okay? 5's manageable. 5 tips, if you'd like, to help you to manage the overwhelm better. And those, at one point, I have to point out that I wanted to say overcome the overwhelm, but we'll always get overwhelmed. Something will always come up that will make us feel overwhelmed. So it's more about managing it than overcoming it. I mean, by managing it, you are overcoming it to be able to accomplish whatever goal you're working on. But, you know, it always will creep up. So how do you manage it? So the first thing I said is do a brain dump. Write. Dump all of your ideas out of your brain. I would even recommend like unlined paper. So not even lines can restrict your process. If you have a whiteboard, even better. But get those ideas swirling around in your head, out of your head. And you know you have a quadrillion ideas swirling around right now. Some of them are great. Some of them, who knows, maybe not so much. But the thing about the brain dump is there doesn't even need to be any semblance of order right now, because you'll be pulling from it later. Just dump. Just get everything out of your head. That was number one. So number two, my suggestion, set small goals so you can focus on smaller tasks. Remember, you've got 99 steps to go through. Let's keep that analogy in mind. One of your goals can be organizing the thoughts and ideas that you just dumped to identify what makes sense as a priority right now. Some might be shiny objects and others will just work better later on after other goals are accomplished. So focus, just set small goals. Think about step one, then step two, and then step three. You know, smaller goals, because you're working on your focus as well. You're working on building your muscle and being consistent. So focus on those smaller goals so you can focus on smaller tasks. Set smaller goals so you can focus on smaller tasks. And number three, speaking of tasks, focus on one task during a shorter time frame to help you with improving your focus. Maybe that should have been number two. Maybe they go together, but I split them up, right? So you want to improve your focus. Because remember, this is all about if you're working on building your side hustle to leave your 9 to 5, this is all about reclaiming your time. So start in small increments during your free time, because remember, in your free time, you have a whole life to live. So work on one thing for 45 minutes to again help you with focus. Just give yourself 45 minutes, half an hour, just one thing. And you'll feel so accomplished by the end of it. Just try. Please just try it out. One task during a smaller time frame. Another thing is, I'm just going to get right to it. Ask for help or support. Get a coach. Because can you really do all of this on your own? Will you really and truly, realistically be able to manage / overcome this overwhelm on your own? So even if it seems like you can't afford a coach, ask yourself, what is your time worth? You are reclaiming your time. What is your time worth? Time is money. So even investing in a coach like your girl CJ, hey, holla, would mean getting the insight, the guidance, the tools, the resources to start generating an income in your side hustle faster while being held accountable. So as I said a few episodes ago, when I shared 5 tips to help you find the right business coach, at least have the conversation. That can be another one of your 99 steps. Just have the conversation. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask. Find me on Instagram at KristenNJames. Email me, hello@KristenNJames.com. Other ways that you can get in touch with me are in the show notes. But we're just going to have a conversation, right? If you're feeling overwhelmed already, you haven't quite started, or you started, you can't really maintain it, there's just too much coming at you, and you feel like you're on this hamster wheel, reach out and have a conversation, my friend. Reach out and have a conversation, and at least have the conversation. And here it is, number five, okay? Lean in. This is super key in this whole thing about managing overwhelm. Super key. Like, I hope you have been taking notes. I, you know, save this episode, download it, do what you need to do. This one, super key. Show yourself some grace. Please, go easy on yourself, my friend. You only have the capacity for so much, to do so much. And if you're aiming for too much, and you feel like with everything you do, you've fallen short, it can spiral, and that overwhelm will not go anywhere. But you're trying. But actually, no, you're doing. You've started. You've done the brain dump. You're trying the smaller goals. You started, you're doing, and that's something. So please, I implore you to go easy on yourself. So that was it. Five quick, simple, just to help you with managing the overwhelm. So to recap, do a brain dump, and that's then set small goals so you can focus on smaller tasks and focus on one task during a shorter time frame. Build the muscle. Number four, ask for help. Ask for support. Get a coach. Reach out to me. Let's talk. Let's chat, please. I'd love to chat with you and hear more about your side hustle. And that fifth one, please, 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 please show yourself some grace. Please go easy on yourself. You're doing the best that you can. Okay? So it's never a failure as long as you're trying and doing. There are lessons. A lot of lessons will be learned. Entrepreneurship ain't for the faint at heart. So if you're trying and doing, that's something. So please show yourself some grace. We want to manage this overwhelm so you can keep going. And that's the important thing. You got to just keep going. You got to keep trying. And if I can help in any way, I would love to. So please, please find me. Reach out. Holler at your girl. Let's have a conversation. I have tips for you. I have free resources I can share with you as well. Tell me what you need. And I bet you, try me. You reach out to me, tell me something that you need, and I bet you have a resource for it. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with your side hustle friends. This could even go, this isn't just for business. If, you know, people are dealing with just overwhelm in different areas of their life, they can listen to this episode, I'm sure, get something out of it. So please share the episode. And I will see you next week. We will hang out, reach out, let's chat. Until the next time. Bye. So that's it for this week. But before you go, let me know. Hey, that rhymed. Anyway, what was your favorite part? Actually, you know what I'd love? For you to share your thoughts in a review. And better yet, sharing is caring. So share this episode with a friend. Want to talk to me directly? Be sure to check out my website, kristennjames.com, and you can book your 15-minute intro call. And there's always a gift waiting for you in the show notes, so take a look. Until next week, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.